Blog Talk Radio.
And I think, I don't know if I was on mute at the time. Could you hear me on the phone line? Could you hear me on the phone line? Amen. Minister Herman, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. And again, we do thank you. We do thank you. We do thank you. If you'd like to participate online, you can call on the number 505-563-6808 and type in Psalm, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. Type that in and you can be connected to us on Zoom. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. I am getting tongue-tied. I don't know what's going on. My goodness. I guess after coming after this week, right after Pastor Miles, I mean, I got to get my act together. All right. Okay. 347-237-4054 is the number that you can call in. If you have any questions, just hit the number one and you will be, have access to the line. Amen. We'd also inform you that at the end of the show, again, Blog Talk Radio, type in Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and it gives you access. Amen. I think I've gotten all the advertisements out of the way before we move on. So, again, we do thank you for participating and being a part of this hour. We're going to move on over into Long Island, New York, where we have our regularly scheduled speaker, Minister Herman, Minister Edna Herman, who is dear to our hearts and who's always faithful since the very beginning. And we do thank her for coming on and bringing a word for the body of Christ. So we're going to move on over to Long Island, New York at this time. So the next voice that you hear will be none other than Minister Edna Herman. May God bless you. Minister Herman.
God bless you, Dr. Clay and Dr. Suzanne. God bless you, Dr. John, and everyone on the line. I am Minister Edna Herman. I am so grateful to have this opportunity once again. Here we are again, y'all. It is Wednesday, and I thank God for Wednesday, how he's kept us. And without further ado, I'm going to go to the throne of grace, and we're going to let the Holy Ghost have his way. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for a day we've never seen before. But, dear God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving, thanking you, dear God, for how you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way and we're in our right minds and we can come on this line today and be in the presence and like-minded people, dear God. We give you praise and glory for what you're doing for this Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for Dr. Suzanne and Dr. John. We thank you for everyone coming on this line. God, we give you praise and glory for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do tonight and in our lives. For you know our uprising and our sitting down. You know our end at the beginning. This is the in-between, and we're so grateful that you're watching over us. So, Father, right now, with anybody coming into this atmosphere, if they're sick, dear God, if they feel a little anxiety, anything happening or coming up against them, dear God, we pray that when they leave this line, won't feel the same because you have just entered in, hallelujah, to deliver, heal, and set free. So we give you praise right now, dear God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory. I'm a little nervous, but I thank God for the for his word. His word is life and light unto our pathway. So with that, I'm going to just open up. I thank God for my overseer, my pastor, Dawn Nixon, for the Mount Calvary Holy Church of Huntington, giving me this opportunity, and for the for the pastor, co-pastor, Elder John, and First Lady Suzanne, giving me this opportunity. We're going to go right into it. Y'all bear with me. We thank God for his word. Today, I just want to say that we are living in a world seemingly like no other time or generation, yet there is nothing under the sun from the days of Adam to this present time. things are happening in our world, and it seems like things are heightening, not just 10% or 10th to the 10th power, but to the 100th power, the 1,000th power. I'll say this, I have witnessed, and I'm sure you have too, so many people are on the edge, acting and succumbing to their own feelings. Such an uneasiness in the air. I don't know if y'all could feel it, but I can. An uneasiness in the air, a breaking point in the atmosphere, overtaking right judgment. And if you look into the eyes of the people that you come in contact with, not everyone, but those that come, you come in contact with that seems a little antsy, the eyes are the doorway to their souls, where you'll see there's no peace and no rest. Even listening to them, even hearing them, you can hear the anxiety and the anxiousness in their voices. But I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not just in the world, it's in Christendom too. Yes, no one is exempt. No one is exempt. We can go there. Mm-hmm. People can go there, and we've seen them go there. No one is exempt. But tonight, I come to encourage you that there is a prepared place of salvation that is voluntary, free will, a free will action, coming, surrendering, and releasing your cares and your worries from a nation, a world, even the things in your life. There is a place, y'all. And if you believe God himself is offering himself, I'll say that again. For God, if you believe him, he's offering himself to you in the fullness and the presence of him. We're going to go with me to Hebrews 4, 1 through 7, Amplified Bible. We're going to read a little bit of something. And it says, let me just scroll down. And it says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered today, let us fear, in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching it, or think he has come too late. For indeed, we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites also, when the good news of the promised land came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard. For we who believe that is we who personally trust and confidently rely on God enter that rest. So we have his inner peace now because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power. Just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, that's what he told them, as I swore in my wrath, meaning his oath, they shall not enter my rest. This is he, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. For somewhere in Scripture, he has said this about the seventh day. God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this, they shall not enter my, he's talking about the Israelites, they shall, or anyone that don't believe, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since the promise remains for some to enter his rest, and those who formerly had the good news preached to them failed to grasp it, and did not enter because of their unbelief, evidenced by disobedience. He again set a definite day, a new day, today, y'all, today, providing another opportunity to enter that rest, saying, though David, after a long time, just as has been said before, in the words already quoted, and the word of God has been blessed, is blessed, and always will be blessed. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, and the word is blessed. All right, my topic for us tonight, for you tonight, come, enter into his rest. Come, enter into his rest. Giving you the backdrop, and you already know this, how the Israelites didn't stay where they were. They didn't stay in their spirit, in their mind where they were. That same good news of salvation was preached to them, but they didn't hear the message. They didn't benefit the message with the message. They failed to unify themselves with the faith in God. Even though God took them out of Egypt, fed them in the wilderness, in those dry places, he gave them, provided for them, gave them drink, and not only that, he lit, when it was dark, he lit the sky. When it was light, there was a cloud. He gave them a compass. He gave them all those things, everything. But they failed to enter into his rest because of unbelief and because they were hard-headed. Because they didn't actually trust him. They didn't. But you see, here we are, and the word is telling us and telling everyone on this line that we still have an opportunity. We're not like the Israelites. And if any of you on this line think that it's not for me, yes, God, he's so merciful and kind. He's left that door open to come into his rest. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Psalms 16 and 4 says this: thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. See, the Israelites got in their own way, mumbling and grumbling and complaining and even looking back. Done came out of Egypt, and they want to go back. That's why they couldn't enter in. God wanted them to go forward, and they kept looking back. Kept looking back where they came from. But God has a place for you on this line. He has a resting place for everyone on this line. We don't have to be like them. Like the scripture said, his rest is still offered, like I said, offered to us today. It is not too late. So he says, come on, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, with your cares, and all that you're going through, the challenges, and he will give you rest. Now, in my study, I looked at this, and I myself have said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That wasn't for the believer. That wasn't for those that wasn't, let me finish it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28. This call of Jesus wasn't for us, the believers. This call was for those who are battling through life without hope. That was amazing when I read that. battling because I had it wrong. It's good for us too, but this right here was mainly for those without hope, those who are trying to do it on their own, but failing. This is an invitation for them, an invitation for you if you're on this line and you feel like there's no hope and you feel like you're doing it on your own. God, it says, come into my rest. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. See, God is a gentleman. He cares for you, all of his people in the earth. That's how he is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. That's the kind of God he is. He addresses everyone, those without hope and us that do have the hope. When I looked at yoke and I looked it up, yoke, it is a wooden bar or frame used to join animals at the head or neck together to pull so that they pull together so they can move together. That's what a yoke is. They're joined together like that. It also can be used by humans as well. Now, we won't go back there in our history, but we know the deal concerning that. Interesting fact, the ordinary yoke was designed for two animals, but yokes for only one animal were also common. The yoke was a symbol of servitude. In the Bible, it was a symbol of servitude in the Bible in order to emphasize the weight of oppression. The yoke is sometimes described as of iron. Deuteronomy 28:48. But this yoke I'm talking about, this yoke, y'all, this yoke, God is inviting to those without hope because his yoke is easy. It's a spiritual concept in knowing that you are yoked up with him. When you come to him, you'll be yoked up with him. He doesn't pull you here and there. He doesn't pull you. He doesn't make you. Like back in history, we know how that went. And we know how the oxen were made to do. God does. He's a gentleman. He doesn't make anybody do anything. He's given us free will. But if you join yourself with him and in turn make him everything for you, burden light. Burden light, a place where he wants you to enter into such a rest. He stands at the door and he knocks at your heart. You who will allow him in can enter into that rest with him. Now for us, for those who have received the Lord, he says this. He that dwelleth in, you notice the in, into my rest, into, in, come in out of the cold, I'll say that. Come in. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. There's that word again, trust. The dwelling is living there, being protected there, being comforted there, and being cared for. Cared for. When the cares of the world is coming up against us, when your finances is whacked, I'll say it like that. Can I be myself? When your finances is topsy-turvy, when your health is going awry, all those things, God's got you. God's got you. He wants you to come into his rest. His rest has no worry. His rest has, we can't worry and have faith at the same time. So he says, come, come, Come into my rest and rest in me. You're not, and you're never alone. No matter what we go through, His word says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, why is this place so powerful? Why is resting and coming into His rest so powerful? I'll tell you, because He is faithful. He's working on your behalf because He loves you. Isaiah 41:10 says, hey, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You're in God's hands. You're in His rest. The Amplifier says this in Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I am He. And even to your advanced old age, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will carry you. Be assured. I want you to be assured today. I will carry you, and I will save you from all the hustle and bustle of the world, from all the things that family go through, that friends, that even Christendom go through. See, that place of entering in, even though we're a body of believers and a body in the world, and the world is at large, it's a personal thing. It's personal. We have to seek God. It's a personal thing. So I'm going to box fast. So I'm going to say this, that whatever you think that you're in or think that you're going through or think that there is a place of rest for you. There is a place of rest for me. God never wanted us to be worried up. See, when you're worried like that, what happens with that is that we can't stay focused because we're focusing on the problem or the challenge or whatever we're going through. We can't focus. And when you focus on that, your ears aren't open to what the Spirit is saying to you, the church, what the Spirit is saying to you, my friend out there on Blog Talk Radio. God wants to bring us into such a place of peace that passes our own understanding, peace and grace that He has for us. He loves us so much. Like I said once before, you are always on His mind. God loves everyone. But there is a special place for those that have received Him as their Lord and Savior. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close with this, with the cares of the world that's coming up, and it's getting worse and worse. It's darker and it's getting dark. But Jesus is soon to come, y'all. This is no time for us to think we have tomorrow. It's good to make plans, but make sure those plans are acknowledging God,
mm-hmm.
keeping Him center of every plan that you have. Because men plan a whole lot of things, and you know what? Sometimes they don't reach. But I want you to be encouraged. You have a purpose. If you're listening to me today, you have a purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a purpose, rest. I can't even say that enough. Resting in Him. And I'm don't get me wrong, I'm learning. I wanna go back just a little bit. I wanna give a testimony. long time ago, about 10 years ago, I was in my apartment. And you know what? I've always lived in the house that I was in my apartment, and my rent was due. And the landlord was taking me to court the next day. I'm going to tell you, I called my good friend, and she didn't pick up the phone. I asked a family member, and they couldn't help me. So I'm going to be transparent. And it was panicked. And my spirit was all topsy-turvy. I was turned upside down in my gut, in my spirit. And I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? You know what? I settled down, and I went in. There's that in again. Went in, and I prayed. I prayed. I prayed, and I said, Lord, you're going to have to do this because my hands are tied. I don't know what to do. I surrender and submit to you. I tell you, when I did that and I prayed to God, he wanted nobody to answer me. He wanted that because you know what? He's my source. When I prayed, such a peace came over me, y'all. I can tell you, such a peace came over me that passed my own understanding. And what I said, I'm going to go in the strength of you, dear God. And I feel like Esther. If I die, I die. Meaning if I get kicked out, I get kicked out. But my hand is in your hand. My trust is in you. And don't you know, that next day, God not only gave me favor with the landlord, God gave me favor with the landlord. Even the judge looked like he was nice. I still had to go to court. He was all nice and, you know, it was the grace of God. And my family member came through. I thank God for coming in to his presence because I was outside of his presence because I was panicked. I wanted to run, actually. But I thank God that he came through and he showed me something. You're calling on everybody first. You need to call on me first. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's you. So I'm going to close with this. So with whatever you're going through, God is yet your refuge. You can hide in plain sight. In fact, when the world gets crazy out there, he's your refuge. Run to the fort. Run to the fort. And this prayer is for each and everyone on this line as well as me. In your hands, Heavenly Father, help me leave everything in your hands so I can see every good work that you're doing on my behalf, who and what I am holding on to, let me release it unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. I am turning it over to you, Elder John. And
Amen. I thank you for such a word for this evening. I am getting ready to open up the mics, and we're going to ask, are there any comments or any responses to that? And then I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if she would pray over you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to turn it back to you for the closing prayer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Amen. All mics are open. I did get some feedback. I think Beth, are there any comments, anyone that would like to make a comment on what you have, what your ears have heard this evening?
This was a good and timely message for me. I've been praying and about being in God's will. Even if you say sometimes we have doubts or try to work it ourselves before mm-hmm. whatever the situation. Taking ourselves to the Lord. I think about scripture that says that, you know, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
What the Lord wants us to do is to surrender, surrender to His will. When you're in His will, there's no worry about tomorrow. You know, there's no trying to figure out what you're going to do, to how you can manipulate or coax somebody to do something. If he says this, if she says, then I'll do that. And if I do such and such, then they'll do such and such. You know, that type of planning and stuff, and being disappointed. When we make our plans, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Because it's God's will and God's that are important. He plans for us because He has a purpose for us, and He knows what the purpose is. You may not know your purpose. Some of us do, some of us don't. I've been asking the Lord, here I am retired now. What is my purpose? What are my next steps? It'll come. And when I surrender, I must surrender. What you brought up with your ministry, Sister Edna, I thought of the Serenity Prayer. Hear the Serenity Prayer a lot, but I don't know if you've ever heard the whole prayer. And I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to read it really quick and add add Jesus' name in here. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to do the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting a hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that Jesus will make all things right if I surrender my will to Him, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life. In other words, rest in this life, peace in this life, and supremely happy with Jesus Christ forever and ever in the next.
Thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for well. Thank you for that. I love it. I love it. When I come on and it just makes the word fuller. And I thank God for that, that you just read. Oh, yes. That's so true. Lord, grant us the serenity. To God be glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Is there another?
Amen.
Yes, we can hear you.
One thing that I really like about this, and I'm getting a lot of it now, it's called rest.
Yes.
If you do not receive proper rest, it will mess with your mental. If you don't receive proper rest, it's going to affect your physical. If you don't receive proper rest, it's going to affect your diet in the community. Well, the same thing with the spirit. If you don't get that proper rest in Christ Jesus, you will go stir crazy.
Yeah, that's good, sir.
Testimony about you when you was going to court. When you've done all you can do, you got your rest. And that's how you're going to do it. You got to rest on the body, rest in the spirit. And it came on time for me because I'm doing a study right now about how they tried to tempt Jesus, should you heal on the Sabbath? Now, Sabbath was for the man, not man for the Sabbath. Yes. oh, you got me with this. You know how I act, so I'm gonna be quiet.
That's good. I love it, sir. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both for the comments. The mics are open. Are there any other comments? Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Just speak up.
I wanted to comment on the message. That was very enlightening. I hear what you're saying about the rest. And I'm not sure where you took your text from. Hebrews 4? No.
Amplify.
I'm sorry.
Hebrews 4, yes.
Hebrews 4. Amplify Bible.
The Amplified? No. I mean, what scripture did you use? Which one? Was it out of Hebrews, the entering in his rest?
Yes, Hebrews
4. Okay, yes, Hebrews 4. Yeah, I heard that, and I have looked at that scripture quite a few times, and I agree with you. We have to learn how to. I'm sorry.
We can't hear. We can't hear.
I can hear.
You don't hear.
Hey, she came out of Hebrews 4:1-7. She read from the
Amplified
version.
Yeah, she got it.
Yes, I heard her. And but I was saying that the reason he said they couldn't enter his rest because of unbelief. They didn't believe it. That's why we don't rest, because we don't believe what he said. And so when I find that when we rest, we are at peace. And we are confident in what God has said when we believe and we receive what he has already done. See, I think a lot of times, and I'm not going to preach your message again, that we think that it's something that we have it all in our strength. No, we rely on him. It's his rest, not our rest. It's his rest that we have to enter into. Believing that everything that he has promised, that he would bring it to fruition. And that's where the rest comes in. When we know what he has already promised, the rest comes with that. When we are confident in what he has said, the rest will come.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that topic. I'm glad you spoke on it tonight.
Praise God. Because just like I said in the beginning, how the Israelites, they received that word as the message as well. You know, they received, we received, but they didn't have the faith. It didn't benefit them.
No, he said it wasn't mixed with faith. That's why. Yeah, it didn't benefit them. Yeah, it didn't. That's true. So I think there's a message for us as well. It's the same thing to us. If it's not mixed with faith, it doesn't benefit us any.
Amen.
I mean, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and if we're not moving in faith, then we must be moving in doubt and unbelief. Correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
Both. Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember that voice. I know that voice. Yes. Correct.
Yes, I know yours too. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We have some New Yorkers on the line. Would you like to make any comments?
Hey, man, good evening. I figured let me dart in. This is Evangelist Lisa Chu, and the surprise of my sister on tonight. And I'm here to tell end of it about resting.
Okay.
You're talking about Hebrews 4, right?
Yes,
on the Sabbath,
yes.
That it rests with the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
And also in that chapter, Jesus is considered the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
Also in that chapter,
who
passed through the heavens, who's sympathized in our weakness. It's so important to rest. I needed to hear that because I'm an early riser. My day starts at 3:30 in the morning, and it may not be finished sometime 11, 12, sometime later than that. And so I was just sharing with Mother Smith that I needed to get some rest because I have to do Bible study myself tonight.
And
my theme is getting to know God, knowing his characteristics, knowing his nature.
Yes.
And when you know God, you can have intimacy with him.
Amen.
And then when you have intimacy with him, you can have rest in your spirit. So
that's
bless you on tonight.
God bless you, evangelist. Professor.
God bless you.
Amen. So many wonderful comments we can feed on. We can feed on. Amen. If you are hungry and you need a word, amen, you should have received it this evening. Are there any other comments? Amen. We have a lot of numbers on here, and there's few I have not heard from, and I'm not going to call on you. But would you like to make any comments?
Yes, you know who you are. Come forward.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sounds like Maryland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice, Diane. Hallelujah.
Bless you, honey.
Amen, amen, amen. Do we have another? There's always room for one more. Do we have another? One more comment. Amen, amen, amen. Please do not say we did not give you an opportunity to share with the Christ. And I would like to say this to you also. If you have a comment, and I know that you hear all of these wonderful comments, do not ever feel like you do not have anything to say or to share. See, because we receive or we interpret things so many different ways, and we gain from hearing how you have received what was said. So please do not ever feel like that you cannot say anything or share anything because of what you have heard. You know, we have some dynamic responses, but you know what? There's always room for one more. We know that you have God has placed in you a word, you know, so don't ever hesitate because all you're doing is blessing us when you share what is on your heart. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what God looks for. That's what God looks for. That's what God looks at. So on that note, before we go into, I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if she would pray over Minister Herman. We have one more comment. You have an opportunity, one last chance for this evening. Please, not everybody at one time.
I know that.
The Lord is my light
and
salvation. Who shall I fear?
Yeah. Amen. Pastor John, I just want to add to that too, again, what the last person just spoke and said, when we know him, we can enter his rest. When we know him intimately, it's just like me and my husband. We know each other quite well after how many years? I think we know each other pretty good. But it's only after we have been in our relationship as long as we have, that we know each other. It's the same with God. You know, the longer I'm with him, the more I know about him. Why? Because I read his word, I study, and I take it to memory, too. I don't just read it. I memorize it. I make sure I remember what I read and give it back to him. He said, put him in remembrance of his word. So, when I pray, I'm giving it back to him. Why? Because he's promised, and he's duty-bound to do what his word says. He says, my promises are yes and amen to the glory of God. They're yes. They're yes. So when we don't always receive, it's not on God's part. It's something we haven't done. It's something that we haven't done. Every promise he makes for, I'm going to say all, but he always say, if you, which means it's dependent upon you. If you're willing, you can have it if you want it. But guess what? He's not going to. He's not going to force you to take it. He's not going to force feed you. But if I believe what he has said and embrace it, oh my God! Talking about an overcomer, more than an overcomer. You know, His word is the gift. What he has promised. Yes. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, and that is so true.
We have to get our hearts right. Time is running out. We have to get our hearts right.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. If we look at Jeremiah 29:11, and we look at God, plans that God wants us, he says,
that's
Lord,
right.
I know
that's right.
For you. You know? And when it says, well, I know the plans I have for you, you can write your name in there for you. Because he's talking about for you. You can put your name in there.
You.
I know the plans I have for you.
That's
not
to
harm you, the plans to give you hope and a future.
And
my brothers, my sisters, for those of you who are listening later on, coming on, listening to the archives, you know, there is nothing greater. There's nothing greater than the Word of God. If you want to know how to live a good life, then get into the Word. Have to develop a relationship with Christ, because when everything falls apart and there's no one else around, God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You can always talk to him no matter what hour of the day. And that's what I love about God. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. You know, he's always watching over us. You know, even when we don't even feel like it, he is watching over us. So, Minister Juan, I do thank you for this word this evening. Dr. Suzanne, would you please pray over? We're going to start, having to pray over the speaker for calling to the ministry. We do that every morning, which I am co-pastor of. And if you would like to listen to it, the calling number is 727-731-9581. That's 727-731-9581. That's at 8 o'clock. And at 6 a.m., there is ITLM. They have prayer service every morning. I know that you have prayer service, but I'm just sharing, some other hours that you can't listen to prayer service. I don't have that number offhand. I just have it plugged into my app. I usually just hit it. But I will get you that number at 6 o'clock in the morning. You can hear a word from the Lord. If there is none other or no other that you can go to at that time. Amen. Dr. Susan.
Father God, we praise you, Lord, and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this time, this hour of power that we have participated in this evening. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void, that the word has gone, Father God, and like seed has been planted. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Edna, Minister Edna Hermano, for her obedience and willingness to share with us this evening. We thank you, Lord, that you would restore her as she's poured out this evening, that you would re-energize her, Father God, rejuvenate her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that even as she sent us, dear Lord, that she herself also gleaned from the word that she gave. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you know who we are, that you're full of loving power, and that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
We know, Father God, that all we need to do is submit and surrender. Surrender to your will with boldly before the throne. We praise you and we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, that you would bless Sister Haman's coming and going. Bless her rising and lying down. Bless her home, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit just minister to her this evening. That she has good, rejuvenative, peaceful rest.
Yes.
That your warring and ministering angels are all about. That not one fiery dagger from the enemy can penetrate.
Yeah.
We pray We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for each and every one of you for coming on. We'd like to invite you next week. We have none other than Pastor Reginald C.A. is a radio speech. We're going to be getting off at 8 o'clock as I have to go into New York to unpack the next week. So, Pastor, ask if you could. I'll probably ask if you could close out for next week, if you could, for next week. So I don't know if I should be saying this on the air, but I'm just asking for that now. Okay? Once again, we thank you. Remember that we love you, but God loves you most. Good night.
Thank you.